listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Standing on a coastline like this, Ben, especially with this gray sea and sky, it's easy to let your imagination wander. You can almost picture them, the dragon-headed longships, sails appearing out of the mist, horns blowing.
The Vikings. The image is so powerful, it's practically branded into our collective consciousness. The horn helmets, the berserker rage, the trail of fire and destruction from Ireland to Russia. They're the ultimate historical villains.
They really are. The story we're all taught is of a savage, pagan horde erupting out of Scandinavia to raid and pillage a more civilized Christian Europe. A simple tale of mindless violence. But I have a feeling that's a very one-sided story, which leads us to our central question today. Were the Vikings just mindless raiders?
It's a fantastic question because the popular image is a caricature. It's like judging all of modern culture based only on a highlight reel of bar fights. The first and most important point is that the Vikings were traders and explorers on a scale the world had never seen.
So it wasn't just about raiding?
The raids were real and they were brutal, but they were only one part of the picture. For every Viking who was a raider, there were many more who were merchants, farmers, and explorers. They established vast and sophisticated trade networks that connected completely separate worlds. They sailed south to Constantinople, where they served as elite mercenaries for the Byzantine emperor, and they traveled east down the rivers of Russia to Baghdad, trading furs, amber, and enslaved people for Arab silver and silk.
And they also went west, didn't they?
They did. They were the greatest navigators of their age. They settled Iceland and Greenland, and they established a settlement in North America, at Lonesome Meadows in Newfoundland, a full 500 years before Christopher Columbus was even born. They weren't just destroying worlds, they were connecting them and discovering new ones.
Okay, so they were world-class merchants and explorers, but what about their society at home? Wasn't it a lawless free-for-all?
That's the second key myth to bust. Viking society was surprisingly structured and complex. They had sophisticated legal codes and a unique form of democratic assembly called the Thing. At these open-air gatherings, all free men of a community would come together to settle disputes, make laws, and elect leaders. It was far from the chaotic, might-makes-right society we imagine.
So they had a parliament of sorts. What about their culture?
Their culture was incredibly rich. Their mythology with gods like Odin and Thor is still famous today. Their art, seen in intricate wood carvings on their ships and dazzlingly complex metalwork, was beautiful and detailed. And they had a deep love of poetry and storytelling, captured in the epic sagas that were written down a few centuries later. This was not a simple, brutish people.
So if they were this complex society of traders, artists, and lawmakers, where did the image of the mindless, savage barbarian come from?
And that's the final crucial point. Our history of the Vikings was written almost exclusively by their victims. The people who were literate in that period of European history were primarily Christian monks. And where was the most portable, undefended wealth in the early Middle Ages? In monasteries.
So the Vikings raided the monasteries and the monks wrote down what happened.
Exactly. You have a monk in place like Lindisfarne in England who has just seen his home burned, his friends killed, and his sacred treasures stolen. When he sits down to write the history of that event, he's not going to write a nuanced analysis of Scandinavian trade policy. He's going to write about pagan savages sent by the devil. We've inherited a story written by the people who had the most reason to hate them. And that famous horned helmet? A complete fabrication, invented by a costume designer for a 19th century German opera.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.